Idea Man.
This is the tough part of the business side of competitive heating, which I never thought I would be saying on any type of radio.
Innovator.
Joey Jaws is the GOAT when it comes to competitive heating. Now you get to see who's the next person up.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
If you are interested, the sports book says Jeffrey Esper is the one.
Espy! Old Esper is going to wolf down some dogs.
Last year he ate 49 hot dogs. I'm trying to remember how many Jaws has eaten in his peak.
Chess,
70
that's
something?
60s.
Yeah,
60s. You're 70. Looking at a 20-dog split.
It's time for Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
At 7:53, Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Kohler Services.
All right, day two of the first weekend of Summerfest. You ready for some more trivia, Tausch?
I am definitely ready. Yesterday, I thought we were okay. I think we'll be better today.
I'm excited for you guys. Okay. We'll start with OAR playing the Briggs and Stratton Big Backyard tonight. Crazy Game of Poker. This is one of their more popular songs. So the question is, who's playing cards? And what the song is really about. A, it's a song about a real game of poker between some of the original bandmates. B, it's about a man playing against the devil. Or C, it's about the singer and his father playing cards.
See, now, Tausch, you had great insight on this yesterday because you said all these bands are usually inward-looking. So it's usually a story about themselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Although I think I'm going to go C. I'm going to go C. I think, again, lead singer typically drives the bus, and relationships with dads always moves the needle, and I think it's, from a lyrical standpoint, I think C is going to be the right answer.
I like that answer, but I'll go with A just because, you know, sometimes these things are really simple. They're not about the complex. They're not about whatever. Just, yes, one time we had a wicked card game.
You are both wrong. It's about a man playing against the devil. I didn't turn around until I heard the sound of his feet falling on the ground. There's the devil coming. All right, so let's move on to question two. Let's see. I want to make sure I get you the right one here so we have the right music. Here.
I'm not going to lie. You almost have to try.
You almost what?
No, I mean, Vinny and I have to try to get it wrong. Like, if we're both guessing different answers and we're still finding a way to be wrong, that's almost more impressive than getting it right.
All right, to the Goo Goo Dolls. The Goo Goo Dolls play the BMO stage Saturday night. So this song, Iris, was featured in City of Angels. Nicolas Cage, Meg Ryan. So the Goo Goo Dolls, their music has been featured in other movies. How many Goo Goo Doll tunes have been featured in a movie soundtrack? Is it A, 3, B, 6, or C, 9 times?
9 would be a lot, don't you think, Tausch?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing it's the middle one. I'm going to guess 6 just because you already mentioned 1. I think they were in the Armageddon movie, too. So there's probably 4 or 5 others that I don't know. So, yeah, I'm going to go 6.
I'll ride with Tausch on this one.
The answer is C, 9.
Nine times.
Thank you. I can't name you 9 Goo Goo Doll songs.
All right, moving on to the next one. Motley Crue headlining the amphitheater tonight. We'll do 2 truths and a lie. 2 truths and a lie. The first one, they got kicked out of Canada. The second one, Vince Neil and his buddy Ozzy Osbourne once stole a car together and took it for a joyride. And the last one, Tommy Lee once tried to hang glide from the Bellagio. Which one of those is not true?
All completely plausible.
I was going to say, I feel like when you say that with like normal people, you'd be like, no, there's no way any of those would be true. And here I'm having a hard time figuring out what would be. I'm going to go with A as being not true.
So that you think they did not get kicked out of Canada? I'm going to go with Tommy Lee off the Bellagio as being false.
Correct. Tommy Lee did not try to hang glide.
Not that he wouldn't.
So, yes, while on tour in Memphis with Osborne, Osborne and Neil both stole a car, took it for a joyride on Beale Street. Then they smashed the windows and gutted the upholstery, among other things. And then, apparently, they were arrested at Edmonton International Airport with their spiky clothes. They had raunchy magazines, had some drugs. Then they made up a sham bomb threat at their Edmonton show. And Canada said, get out. Now, they've since been back. But Canada did just, at the time, back in 1980, whatever, said, we don't want you here anymore. And there you go.
When an American band is on another country's terror watch list.
What do you think that process was by Vince Neil and Ozzy to get back into Canada? Like, was that a 10-year suspension and they had to go and, like, plead their case to come back? Or how do you think they ended up getting back in?
You know what? I think it was probably around their second careers, right? After the crazy 80s into the 90s, got into the late 90s, and Canada said, okay, fine. And they probably were going to bring a lot of money.
Well, I wonder who reached out to who, right? Maybe Canada's like, hey, guys, if we lifted the ban, would you come back?
Nikki Sixx told Slate, years later, we fell in love with Canada, and Canada has fallen in love with us.
All right, now. I don't need it to be all good.
Thanks, Tosh.
Bet.